The more roots you have, the less intimidated you are to invite a friend to try something new or talk about a new topic, because you already do so many things together. What's one more?
Happy Monday, everyone. It's Sophie.
And Adi.
We're always looking for new ways to support you, and we know firsthand how life can get in the way.
So we've created 5-minute episodes with motivation from us and our great friends to keep you feeling ignited and inspired no matter what life throws at you.
Welcome to the Ignited Motivation Podcast. Mini episodes every Monday.
Listen while you brush your teeth.
Or on your morning walk.
And you'll never miss out on the latest tips and tricks that are keeping us feeling motivated.
Hi, friends. I'm Alex Alexander. I'm a speaker and writer discussing community and friendship. I'm also the author of Your Community, Your Way. And today, you're listening to Ignited Motivation. Today, I want to talk about what's holding your friendships together. Personally, it's been a wild year and a half. So many changes to my friendships. New babies, new partners, moves, new life goals. And all of these life changes ripple through our friendships. Everything can feel like it's up in the air. Will we stay close? When will we see each other? What will we do to spend time together? And what does this new version of our friendship even look like? Often, we just wait to see where the pieces fall. Today, I want to give you an alternative. What if you try and shape how the pieces fall? What if you're intentional about how you stay connected? I have this metaphor for friendships. Imagine your friendship is a tree, and there are lots of roots underground. And just like a tree we see outside, those roots are what hold us together. Sure, there can be big, strong, healthy roots, but having a variety of roots is what makes the life changes smoother. It's what holds the tree steady. So what are roots? They're the connections, the contexts we share with our people. They're the reasons we reach out, the ways we spend time together, the shared interests that make us think of each other, and the activities that we enjoy together. Now, in our older friendships, there are two main roots we depend on. You know what I'm talking about, those friendships where you say, I just love that we can pick up where we left off. You're probably leaning on a shared history root, all those memories, our past shared interests, our past commonalities, and our intimacy root, the trust you've built by being there for someone when they needed you, for respecting their boundaries, being a listening ear, or making them feel seen. Now, these might be big, healthy roots, but there are only two roots. And if these are the two roots you're depending on, you're mainly staying in the past. Do you have those catch-up calls with a friend? You know, the ones where you're like, oh, we need to talk, it's been too long. And then you spend the entire call catching up, which basically means you're updating them on everything since the last time you talked. You're reliving the past, which is not the same as being in the moment with each other. Think about your friends in high school and college. You made new roots all the time. You had loads of free time, and you were all learning about the world together. So of course, you were suggesting that you all try new things constantly. I get that our friendships, the older we get, look a little different, but we can still create those new roots. Let's use an example. A lot of us have work friends. I'm gonna say my work friend is named Jay. So work is a root, obviously, but we see each other at work, we talk about work, and we probably text each other if something work-related happens. There might even be some more offshoots, like grabbing dinner after work sometimes. But if you think about it, texting Jay to get dinner on a Saturday with some of my other friends is probably a little outside the comfort zone of what we normally do together. I'd have to initiate that and take the risk to create a new route. So if one of us switched jobs, we'd lose our main route. The way that we are comfortable spending time together wouldn't be there. I'd have less reasons to text Jay or reach out about a topic. And sure, we can commit to checking in or meeting up for lunch a few times a year. Or if I enjoy spending time with Jay, I could build more routes. I could start listening for some shared interests when we're talking. And perhaps Jay mentions he wants to go hiking more. And I love hiking. So I suggest that we go hiking next weekend. And just like that, I've initiated a new route. Now, we might need to go hiking a few times to make it feel comfortable. We might also try hiking and decide it's not the right route for us. But that's okay. We can try another route. But if hiking is our thing, that opens up so many new possibilities for offshoots from that route. We can get lunch after we hike. It's super comfortable to text back and forth about gear or send ideas for hikes that we should take. But if you're thinking, hey, Alex, what if Jay got a new job, but that job is in a different city? I want to encourage you to be creative with virtual routes.
At Ignited, it's our mission to help people feel their best and become their highest selves. To find your ultimate potential, we know how important it is to consume high-quality supplements to fuel you, keep you balanced, and help you recover.
And if you know us, you know that we practice what we preach, and that's why we recommend Cure Nutrition for a combination of CBD, powerful mushrooms, nootropics, and adaptogens.
These are all a crucial part of our daily wellness routine. I've used CBD for years, and I'm always happy to find a brand who actually does it right. It eases the coffee jitters, it's anti-inflammatory, it's a natural stress reducer, and it helps me recover from workouts too.
All that plus functional mushrooms help us maintain energy without a crash, and they add cognitive support in order to focus better at work, and you know I need that all day.
You need that constantly. We're about to leave for our summer vacation, and this year we're going to an amazing adventure of Spain and Portugal with the whole family. And we are 100% bringing this Cured Nutrition with us because we know we're going to feel just a bit of stress traveling with three small children.
A little bit.
And we'll continue to take them daily in order to boost our immunity and handle the stress of travel. I say this all the time, but by adding these small positive changes in your life, like a high quality supplement with powerful ingredients like Cured, you will see a massive payoff over time.
And if you want to get in on these supplements and elevate your existence, all you got to do is visit the link bit.ly.com and then Ignited Cured, all caps. That's bit.ly.com/IGNTDCURED and use our code Ignited.
If anything, this last year and a half has taught us it's that virtual time together is possible. Maybe consider online book clubs, committing to a text follow-up after that show we both watch every week. Maybe we cook dinner on Zoom. All of these routes create consistency. They create more reasons for us to reach out together. They create more shared experiences and more memories. But most of all, they keep our friendships present and fun. Let's never forget that friendships should be fun. Now, people say to me all the time, Alex, I just want a friend that I can talk to about anything or do anything with. And I want to let you in on a little secret. You know who those friends are? They're the friends with the most roots. Because the more roots you have, the more ways you're comfortable initiating time together or conversations you're happy to have. The more roots you have, the less intimidated you are to invite a friend to try something new or talk about a new topic, because you already do so many things together. What's one more? So what does that mean for you? Like the you that's listening to this today that probably doesn't have the same free time you had as you did in college. I want to encourage you to keep it simple. No, probably even simpler when you're considering creating roots with your people. Keep the goals so small that it's almost impossible for you to not achieve it. Because the smaller the goals, the more likely you are to create consistency. Make it a point to try and invite one friend to try something new. And if doing that in the next month feels like too much, commit to doing it in the next 3 months. Maybe doing it twice in the next year. It all makes an impact. My last thought before we head off into our Mondays is not to put a lot of pressure on yourself with the roots. Remember that some of your closest friends back in the day, like at one point, the roots you had were the most mundane parts of your life. You went grocery shopping together. You ran errands together. You sat on the couch on Saturdays bored together. You drove each other to your doctor's appointments. So sure, it's great to try new classes or hikes or adventures, but it is also great to create roots around mundane life moments, especially if that's all you have time for. And honestly, I think these simple roots can be some of our most meaningful sometimes. They are full of authenticity and intimacy. They remind us that we are all just humans doing our best, but that sometimes it's nice to try and do our best together. Thank you for tuning in and listening today. You can find me in a couple of places. Come join in on the conversation on my Instagram at itsalexalexander. Head to my website, alexalexander.com, to check out my new workbook, Your Community, Your Way. The workbook is your personal roadmap for how to make friends, maintain friendships, and ultimately create your support system. With that, have a wonderful start to your week.
You just listened to the Ignited Motivation Podcast.
Did you love the mini dose of motivation? Please let us know. Your feedback and experience is our number one motivator. Leave us a review, subscribe, and share with your favorite people on your favorite apps. And don't forget to catch the next episode every Monday.
Because we want to hear from you. So join the conversation and discover bonus content on our website and Instagram. You can find the links in the show notes. Now that you're ignited, what are you motivated to take on?